This daf Samach Zayin Gemara. The new Mishnah tells us Hamocher as a chatzer, a person who sells a chatzer, Mocher Batim Boros Shichin Maros. Included in the sale is the house and the pits and then the other things that are having the water in it. That's all. It's part of the package deal. The Mishnah says Aval Lo as a metalton, but anything that's immovable, that's not included in the sale. Bizman shamar lo hu v'chol mashu besocha, when you say or write it and all the different things that are involved, harei kulan mechurun. This we've seen before. Everything would be included in that case. Rashbam says that harei kulan mechurun. This is the five wide lines down. Hametaltlin tashmishe bayis kulan duke metaltlin. Everything that's used for the house is going to be part of that sale. But he goes on to say, but things like gechita v'sora that are not part of the house, that's not included. Things that really function as tashmishi habayit. Then the Mishnah says, Bein kach, whichever way, whether you say it or don't say the words, hu v'chol mashu besocho, everybody agrees, lo mocher samerchatz, lo es beis habad shabesocho. What you don't sell is, you don't include in the sale the bathhouse, and nor do you sell the beis habad. So a couple of interesting points here. There is a statement from Yehuda Chassid that they bring in the back here, that he wrote as one of the tzavos that lo yase adam merchatz besoch beso. Interesting. A person shouldn't make a bathroom, bathhouse, a shower in their house. V'miyase abayis yechrav. If a person does, so then its house will be destroyed. Elam kein osa lirchot rabim bo, unless it's made for the public's use. He's not talking about a mikveh even. He's not talking about stam merchatz, a bath, a shower. That's also to do. He writes and.
It
wasn't makabel. It was different times because then it wasn't so, bathhouses weren't common. Yeah. So everyone had a public bathhouse. Everyone gave the money to share in one public bathhouse. So one guy's a wealthy guy that decides to build his own personal bath, his own personal mikvah. That's really removing yourself from the klal. That's imagining is what's behind it, in which case, bizman hazeh, it wouldn't be the case. So they bring a riot from our sugya here, that when a person's mocher is a chatzer, the merchatz is not included because a merchatz is something that's not typically in the house. It's typically outside the house. So we see a person does make it in the house, that would be a violation of this mishnah. So that's they talk about this din based on this mishnah here. Okay, so then this whole halacha of a bad, what a bad, base of bad is a press. So and they discuss what's the difference between a base of bad and a gas. A gas is also a press. They say a base of bad is something that's near the house, and a gas is something that's out in the field. Just in terms of definitions here, that's the difference of those two different terms. Okay. The Mishnah now continues to say as follows. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hamoches Achatzer Lo Macher Ela Avira Shel Chatzer. When a person sells a chatzer, the only thing included in that chatzer is the airspace. But the Rashbam says Aval Habatim V'Boros Lo Macher Klal. That's not included at all in the sale, and the Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Mishnah. So the interesting discussion they have here, they don't quote from who this is, but when the Mishnah begins off by saying that when you sell a chatzer, that the me'aros are included, that the caves are included, they point to the discussion of Ephron and Avram. The pasuk says that Ephron said to Avram, "Sade nasati lecha v'ha'me'ara asher bo lecha nasatia." So why both Sade and the me'ara, the me'ara is included in this? So again, they don't say from who, they say Yesh Mishadayik. Part of that conversation of Ephron and Avram had to do with whether when you sell a chatzer, assuming a chatzer and sadeh are the same thing, whether the ma'ara comes along with it or not. So it sounds like the fact that Ephron had to single out the ma'ara, sounds like the ma'ara wasn't part of the sale of a typical chatzer. Okay, interesting. Fine. The ma'ara now, so that's certainly true as well. But these halachas are not necessarily halachic. They just have to do with agreements and how people function in buying and selling properties. So the Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hamoches Achatzer Macher Batim Chitzonim. You sell along with it the outer houses, which Rashi said, Rashbam says, Pchusim L'Chatzer, that are opening up into Chatzer. And even the Batim Apnimim, even the inner houses, which according to there's a Rashbam, I thought there's a Rashbam here. I'm not sure, but those which I guess don't, that are further in from the house. Meaning you have the house that's bordering on the chatzer, but then you have a room that's further in, that's right behind the outer house, that doesn't directly enter to the chatzer, but you have to go through the base chitzon to get to the chatzer. That's also included in the sale. Beis HaChusos, which Rashbam says, if you look around the eight wide lines down the end of the lines, is Chusos, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, Karka She'ofro Chol, Shemotzin Mimenu Zechuchis, sand that's used to make glass. So that also, if there's any of that type of sand in the property, that's included in this sale. Then the Braisa says, Chanuyos Psuchos Latocha, Nimkaris Ima. And any storefronts that are opening up to the chatzah, that you're selling the entire chatzah, this entire property, that's also going to be included in the sale. But yeah.
When they say open, they mean like a
I think the storefront in that chatzah. Yeah.
The whole storefront meaning including the building itself.
I think so. That's how I imagine.
And
yeah.
When the Mishnah says batim, it includes also houses.
Yeah.
Batim.
Yeah. If I'm selling the entire chatzah. This entire property, you know, you have like one of those driveways.
Chatzar is more like property, not like a yard. Like.
Well, the Gemara is in the beginning of Bava Basra tells us the chatzar and the bayis were very much connected. The chatzar was used as part of the house. It was like a backyard used in the front. That's how people play. See, I don't sell my backyard without the house. It's a package deal. Yeah.
It's interesting. Somebody who sells the house doesn't sell the roof, but if you sell the property, the garbage,
so, right.
The house.
Exactly. So that each one is you. Again, we don't really appreciate this because we don't use our roofs.
Right.
And any roofs in any way. But yeah, that's how it was done back then. The chutzner and bais were very much connected.
So if you sell the chutzner, are you selling the roof?
Of the house? So seemingly not. That would be two steps removed already, so I'd imagine not. So then the Gemara, the Braisa continues to say, "V'shem psuchos l'socho ein nimchar sima." If it's not opening up the storefront, is on the chutzner. Rather, it opened up to Rishus Rabim, where let's say the back of the store is in the chutzner. That's not viewed as part of the chutzner. That's not part of the deal. Only if the storefront is in that chutzner will be sold part of it. Lakan lakan, here and here, elu ve'elu nimkaras ima. If the storefront has two openings, one in the Rishus Rabim and also in the chutzner, so then it will be sold as part of the entire package deal of the chatzer. The Braisa then quotes Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ha-mocher es ha-chatzer, la-mocher ela milosa shel chatzer. Like he said in the Mishnah, when you sell a chatzer, it only has the chatzer and the airspace, but none of the surrounding houses. What's the lashon of milosa? So Rashbam says milosa means avira. It's another word for avir, for airspace. It's very much in line with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, quoting that Braisa above. Psuchos lekan lekan, if the storefront has an opening both in the chatzer and even to the Rishus Rabim, nimkaras imat, sold along with the chatzer. But v'hatani Rabbi Chiya, don't we have a braisa from Rabbi Chiya? Ein nimkaras imat, if it has a opening to both the chatzer and the Rishus Rabim, it does not get sold with the entire chatzer. So the Gemara says, lakasha hadirov tashmisha sayu legav hadirov tashmisha lebar. It depends. Where is most of the use? Are most people coming from the chatzer, or are most people coming from the Rishus Rabim? If most people are coming from the chatzer, so then it's going to be sold as part of the chatzer, even though it also has an entrance from the Rishus Rabim. If most people are using it from Rishus Rabim, even though it also has an entrance from the chatzer, then it's going to be part of Rishus Rabim and not part of the sale of the chatzer. Gemara now says further, Rabbi Eliezer, quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ha-mocher es-ha-chatzer, lo-mocher ela-avir es-ha-chatzer. When you sell the courtyard, it means the courtyard only and the airspace and none of the surrounding structures. So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, E-da-mar-lay, if he says, dirasa, the dira, I'm selling the dirasa, chuliyama lo-pligi de-bati mashma, dirasa implies the chatzer, including the houses. You can't contend that. Dirasa, everybody, even Rabbi Eliezer, agrees all the surrounding structures are included. Ki pligi. What is the machlokus between Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer? Demrele darsa, not dirasa, but darsa. Marsavar tarbitsa mashma, umarsavar bati mashma. This word of darsa, again, we don't appreciate these words because we don't speak Aramaic, of course, but darsa has a machlokus, what the interpretation is. According to one opinion, Rashbam says darsa is chatzir mitargamina and darsa. If you look at Targum Unkelis, apparently, the word chatzir is targum darsa, and it means chatzir only. That's Rabbi Eliezer's understanding. But according to, that's according to Rabbi Eliezer. But according to Chachamim, Darsa means Bate. No, Darsa is like Dirasa. It's the same as, similar, missing a yud, similar type of word. And therefore, all the surrounding houses would be included as well. So that's the machlokas, what Darsa means. Ikadamri, others say no. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, E damar le darsa, if you say the word darsa without the yud, the chuliyama lo pligi de bati mashma. There, everybody agrees it does include the houses. Ki pligi, when is a machlokas, damar le chatzer. So this first, this ikad amri, dirasa, plus darsa would both include both the chatzer and the bayis. This debate is when you use the word chatzer, mar saver chatzer avira demashma, umas mar saver chatzer hamishkan. One says chatzer means the airspace only and none of the surrounding structures, but the other one thinks chatzer refers to chatzer as we have chatzer of the mishkan, which includes all the different houses and structures. If you look at Rashbam for an explanation here, chatzer mishkan, what does that have to do with what we're talking about here? Rashbam says around 15 lines up from the bottom here, Mar Savar Chatzer HaMishkan Chachamim Savri, they hold that Chatzer means Chatzer Mishkan. Kedichsev, when the Pasuk tells us, Orech HaChatzer Me'ah Ba'ama V'rochel Chamishim B'chamishim, the dimensions of the Chatzer, who Bechlal Elu Me'ah Amah, included in the 100 Amahs, Kodesh Kedoshim, V'ol Moed, Shem Kamo Batim V'karna Kasim Chatzer. That the entire premises of the Mishkan was called the Chatzer. It wasn't just the chatzer, though. There was a big house there. There was a big mishkan. So when the word chatzer is used, it means the entire property, even all the structures on the property. And that's where the chacham are coming from. Chatzer includes all the batim. That's according to the second ikadamri. Okay. We've seen again in the past, I've discussed a few other places. This is the first parak in Baba Basa talks about this. This is even a sugi in the Shabbos, Hilchos Chanukah as well talks about this in the second parak. That how separate and connected are the chatzer and the bayis. We have that klal, whenever a person has a bayis, so he's guaranteed, he's granted in his chatzer a dal, by dal amos of the entranceway. There's some attachment of the chatzer bayis. So you have a few of these places. I think the Gemara has a lashon, lo bayis b'li chatzer, something like that. They just come hand in hand. So it comes to mind that machlokis in the Gemara about ner Chanukah. If ner is Chanukah, so we know it's chovas habayis. You have to place a Chanukah on the house. So now, let's say you have a house, but then you have a courtyard and there's a gate on the outside, there's a fence. So no one's going to see it in my house because it's so far away. I've got fence, I've got trees, I've got everything blocking. So we put it by the Pesach HaChatzer. So how does the Pesach HaChatzer accomplish the Chovas HaBayis? So this discussion comes up there as well between Rashi Tosos. I think one holds that no, you have to still put a Pesach HaBayis. Pesach HaChatzer doesn't help you at all because it's the din of the bayis. But the other opinion thinks, no, even Pesach HaChatzer works because the Chatzer is part of the bias. It's a continuation of the bias. So that machlokas about the relationship of Chatzer and bias comes up in other areas as well. Okay. Mar now says the last five lines of the Amud here, Amar Rabba. Amar Rav Nachman, Mocher lo chulsis umitsula. We said the chulsis was the sand that turns into glass. The guy sells the glass and he sells a mitsula. So what's a mitsula? So Rashbam has two interpretations. One, it means it's the something to catch at the bottom of the river. You find some silver and gold. I always thought it was mined at mountains, but apparently below the river also, I guess. What do I know about mining these things? That's how it works? Okay. Fine, so you try to catch it as it washes down from the mountain in the bottom of the river. Or it means to catch fish. Mitsula is a trap. So if I sell to you the sand, this is very white sand used to make glass, and I sell you this trap, Hichzik, and it's really the trap is referring to, I sell you the bottom of the ocean, the bottom of the river rather. That's they're both property, both dirt and sand. So Hichzik b'chulsis lo kana mitzula. If you're machzik on the chulsis, it doesn't connect over to the mitzula. They're viewed as two different properties. And vice versa. If you're a mitzula, Hichzik b'mitzula lo kana b'chulsis. If you hold on to the mitzula, that won't guarantee give you a chazaka on a chulsis. You need to have a separate chazaka, a separate kinyan on each of these items. So ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? The Ha'amar Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel say Macher lo Eser Sados Be'Eser Medinos? If I sell you 10 fields that are 10 different countries throughout the world, Kevin Shichzik Be'achas, man, we already saw this several times, Kana Kulam. If you're Machzik just in my property in New York, well, you get my property in Chicago and LA and Florida and Israel, you'll get that all as one package deal. Why? The Gemara says there's a difference because Hasam, the Sad Nadara Chadu, the land is all connected. Below all the waters, below all the houses, everything is connected. So I shake a little land here, everything really shakes with it. The Kulachada Tashmishasan, all of them have the same usage. It's all used for property to live on. So that's why it works in that case of 10 fields to plant on. Well, Hach, in this case, even though the Mitsula and the Chulsis are all connected because the grounds connect, Ha Tashmishasa Lachud, Ha Tashmishasa Lachud, the usages are different, and that's going to separate. You need two separate kinyanim here. They quote an interesting source of the concept of Kevin Shechzik Ba'achas Mehen, Hechzik Ba'kulam. They quote from Yaakov Avinu when it says, when he was koneh the property, it says, Asher Ata Shochev Aleh, that which you're lying on, that's sleeping on, that's going to be the land you're living on. He only slept in one place. So we see from there, if you're Hechzik on one place, you're Machzik on the entire land. That's one of the sources for such a concept. But that only applies when the usage is all the same, when it's all for sados. But one's a metzula, one's a chulsis, this din doesn't apply. So again, Rav Nachman says you need a separate chazaka on each type of property. Then the Gemara says, Ikadami, going on to Amun Beis now. Others say, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Hichzik bechulsis, kana metzula. No, if I am making a chazaka on the sand, through that chazaka, I'll make a chazaka as well on the metzula. Shita, of course. Everybody knows. If I sell 10 fields throughout the world, I do one chazak, and that's sufficient. So Gemara says, no, there's a havamina that shouldn't work, because mahu, the same mahasam hada, who the sadna da'arachad, who there, it's all the same usage, so that would work by the din of Shmuel. But halacha here, in this case, you would think maybe it shouldn't work. Ha tashmi shasa l'chud, they are each independent usages, and maybe it shouldn't work. Ha kamash milan, then in fact, it does work. Question, what's the Kamash Malan? Is the Kamash Malan saying that despite the fact that there's two different usages, it works? Or is it somehow saying that somehow they are connected? There is some similarity in the usage. Now, I don't see the similarity, but I guess it could be just gaining some type of materials and minerals from the ground, gold and silver and glass. Maybe that's considered all the same Tashmish. Now, if that's the right Kamash Malan of what I'm suggesting, that means if you have a Sada and a Metzula, which are extremely different, maybe then the Sikadami would say it wouldn't work. So I don't know what the Kamash Malan is. It doesn't tell us. Rashbam doesn't tell us either. So that's what it's, that's what the Ritva says here. The Ritva says... Rabbi Nageshi says it clearly also. Let's see. Kamashim da filu hachi kana sadina da arve klomar kol karka chadu. We didn't say the same use though. Everything's one karka. We don't care about the usage. Okay. The Mishnah Dal tells a new Mishnah. Hamocher beis abad. Now this Harry, this is where I'm going to need you for. Hamocher beis abad. Person sells a press. I think it's typically an olive press. Macher es hayam. He sells the water. Doesn't really mean the wine. The water, the Gemara is going to explain. It means the area, I think, that catches everything.
Yeah, the bottom.
Okay, the bottom? The pool, okay. Vesha memel, which the Gemara is going to explain that as well. Vesha besulos is all explained. The Gemara Rashbam tells us. About lo machas ha'virim, this is not going to be part of the sale. Vesha gilgal, vesha korah are not part of the sale. U bizman she'amar lohu, v'chol mashe besocho, if you say I'm selling you the bad and everything that's part of it, so then, as we've seen before, harei, kulan, mechum, all of it is part of the sale. But Rabbi Elazar, again, he has a more of an ayin ra, it seems, that no, not that he does, but he thinks that a mocher has an ayin ra, omer ha-mocher beis abad mocher es ha-kora. When you sell it, all you sell is the beam, and nothing else goes along with it. So Gemara says, what is a yam? A yam is a talpacha, which the Rashbam says is some area of some type of basket, which I guess collects all the olive oil.
No, that's where you put the raw olives first. Ah,
okay, fine. The raw olives go there, okay. And then memel is Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. Interesting, the one who's saying this, Bar Mamel, felt connected to the word memel. Mi prachta. Prachta is, says Rashbam, is a evin nekuva, a stone with a hole in it, and that's where you machnisim ba'etz, you place the wood in it, umefarchim ba'etz and beis abad. That's where, I guess, you squash the olives? That's the squasher, the presser?
First you pound them. This is where they get pounded.
Okay, this is where you pound it. Okay, meparcha is to break. Besulos, Amar b'yochan, klunsos shel erez, that they're like beams of a cedar tree. Shem amidin behem asakora, where you seem you would hold up the beam that's going to actually crush them. And then avirim is the kivshe, which are the boards that you place on the olives, which I guess you're going to come and press down on top of the olives. Am I correct on this? Yeah, okay, good. And then the Gilgal is Chumrasa, which Rashbam says is that you turn the beam to bring everything up and down.
It's a screw.
Okay, a screw. And then the Korah is a Korah, that's the beam. Okay, so these are different parts of the olive press. If you really want to appreciate this, I'm not sure if they're pictures. You have a picture,
Al?
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's why they have so many pictures. It looks like a very beautiful picture. Oh,
yeah.
Great. Okay, it's very clear. Those who have an article, go to your neighbors, look at the article. This is very helpful. I'm surprised why they don't have one. Take a look. It's really very, everything comes to life.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Pictures worth
that.
Right. I had no idea what I was trying to imagine here. Okay. I'm like, what screw are you talking about? Like, where is there a screw?
Right.
But now you see. Okay. Fine. The Brisa now says Hamoches Beis Habad. Person sells a olive press. Moches and Nesarim. Included in that sale is the boards. Ves Hayakovim, What's the yukavim here? That's the pool that is that all the raw olives there.
They call it a vat.
That okay, and mafrachos is the we said with the pounding of the olives. Ves harichaim is the tachtonos, the bottom mill. Avaloa hel yona, but not the upper part of the mill. Thank you, Shlomi. I know it's not yours. Well, yona, not the top one. Ubizman shamerlo hu v'chol mashu besocho. When you say it and everything included it, harei kum ben mechurim, everything's included. But benkach, whichever way, whether you say the words v'chol mashu besocho or you don't, lo machar lo esa iviram lo esa shakin asakin lo esa ritzufim. You don't sell the ivirim, which we again said was the kifshin, which is what again?
The boards
is not part of the sale. The sakin are the bags that you would carry the olives back and forth. And the Rashbam says here that the mitzufim are made of leather and sakin are made of the wool of a goat. Different types of bags, those are not part of the sale. Comes along again, Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaMocher Beis Habad Macher Es HaKorah only. Shelo Nikr Beis Habad Ela Al Shem Korah. You sell the wine press, all you're selling is that one beam. Nothing else is part of that sale. Right, here we go again. All right, must be urgent. Fine. The Mishnah says, okay, right, the new Mishnah tells as follows. Amochas Amercha, the person sells a bathhouse. Lamochas Nisarim, you don't sell the boards with it. Now the Nisarim, says Rashbam, are the more boards, Shenos Nagave Karka, Amerchats, that they place on top of the ground of the Merchats. Vom Dim Aleim Arochsin Shalu Yichavu Raglem Michum HaKarka. Now imagine.
Like a double floor.
Right, so they used to have the coals below it,
right.
And they would have the boards on top, and the heat would, of course, go up through the boards. So obviously not to get burned on the hot coals, they'd have a board protecting it. That's what they talk about. One of the Gemara say, I think one of the pieces of advice, I'm not sure Rabbi Shubin Levi told his son, or someone told their son, never go into a brand new Beis HaMerchats because you never know how it was built structurally. Make sure it's still strong. It could be very weak at these different levels of board. So make sure it's been, I think he says. So make sure it goes for a year. So that's the bottom floor was very weak. There was heat going on there. We don't know if it could take the heat. But that was the board we're referring to. Others say the board was simply there so you don't get dirty. Of course, they wouldn't build something that to get burnt on. It was not to get dirty. I'm imagining it like those, in some mikvahs, they'll have, on top of the floor, they'll have like little
mats,
like honeycomb-type mats. So not to get dirty from the water goes below that, you don't get as dirty. You're walking on top of the mat. That's how I'm envisioning it. They have no pictures in the article for this one, but that part of that board is not part of the sale. Vesa sefalim, which Rashbam says, are the little pots or jugs you use to schlep the water back and forth to the merchats. That's metalton. That's not part of the sale. And vesa bolanios, the towels are not part of the sale. But bizman shamer lohi v'chama shebesocho. When I say that I'm selling the base of merchats and all the different parts inside. Harei, kul mechurim, all of the different metalton are part of that sale. But benkach, whether you use the words v'chol mashu besocho or you don't, lo machar lo asa meguros shamayim lo asa otzos shalitzim. What you do not include in the sale is the Rashbam says here, the brechos mayim, the pools of water, sheshochos mayim lemerchatz, the pools of water which are used to fill up the merchatz, and the otzos shalitzim, the storage house of wood, the lumber used to heat up the merchatz, those storage houses, those pools are not going to be part of that sale. Those are external to the merchatz. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, perhaps someone who does real estate law would probably appreciate these halachas a lot more than we would, but either way, it's Torah. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, HaMocher es HaMerchatz, the person who sells merchatz, a bathhouse, Mocher es HaBeis HaNisarim, he sells the Beis HaNisarim. This time the Beis is the house, the storage unit that keeps all the different boards, Ves HaBeis HaYakamim, and the house that stores all the what? So Rashbam says this restores the hot water, according to one opinion. It's the vat that has the water. There's a different machla, three different days, what it means exactly. And Ves Beis HaSfalim, the house that stores all the jugs that are used to carry all the water. Ves Beis HaVilos, which Rashbam doesn't say what that means.
Towels.
Okay, the house that stores all the towels. Okay. So that's part of the sale. The house structures, all the different storage places. About lo es anisarim atman, but the boards themselves are not part of the cell. Lo yikamim atzman, nor are the yikamim, which we said was, again, that was some of the water, that the hot water that's being stored. Lo sfalm atzman, lo vilos atzman. Only, the batim are celled, but not the different material inside. But bisman jamer lo he v'chol ma'ase b'socho. If you say I'm buying the property, the houses, and all that which was within it, then the harei kulon mechurim, all of them are sold. But ben kach, either way, no matter what agreement you add, certainly what's not part of the sale is l'machar los abrichos hamesapkos l'mayim, the water that's really filling up from, you're using the water to the reservoir to fill up the base of merchatz hamesapkos l'mayim. That halacha ben bimos hachama, whether it's in the summer where there's very little water left, and one might think Rashbam says it should be bittel, a guy doesn't care. It's small amount of water, take that water also. Or bein bimos habagshamim, where there's a lot of water, that's not part of the sale. Again, that the extra, the reservoir is not part of the sale. Below base kinas eitzim, neither is this din of the house that's meant to store all the wood, that too is not part of the sale. But vim amar lo, you say base amerchatz v'chol tashmishav, all the different things that are used to assist in the running of the base amerchatz ani mochelcha, then the lach would be kulon mechurim. All right, have a wonderful day. B'shah tov, matzlacha.
Thank you. We'll have some news.